Partly cloudy tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm and a high of 85. Right now it's 62 at O'Hare. Next news, 6 o'clock. Get continuous coverage of the latest news, traffic, and weather at 560theanswer.com. Now more of Chicago's Morning Answer on AM 560, The Answer.
This hourly segment is brought to you by Grow My Retirement with Bill Geiger of Geiger Wealth. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 for Grow My Retirement with Bill Geiger of Geiger Wealth.
Coming up next, it's me, Mike Gallagher, right after Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy on AM 560, The Answer.
Dan and Amy, back with you. And Amy, our next guest, Dean Nawalny. He's the CEO of the Halftime Institute. He has written a book, Trade Up, How to Move from Just Making Money to Making a Difference. I know you're still working on the former before you can get to the latter. But, you know, it's one of those things where at first blush,
yes,
you know, it's one of those things. What do they say? You know, money, the people who say money doesn't matter are the ones who have it.
Who have the money, yes.
So we need to explore the thesis in Mr. Nawalny's Trade Up. And we're fortunate to have Dean Nawalny, CEO of the Halftime Institute, join us to do just that. Dean, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So what about my first blush critique that it's easy to say transition from making money to making a difference if you've got the money in the first place?
Yeah, no, I do agree with that, by the way. But really, the idea of the book Trade Up, this whole idea of going from just making money to making a difference, has more to do with the focus only being the money. And I believe, and I think we all do, that God has a calling on our lives. I believe that we all have gifts, talents, and abilities that God expects us to use. And really, the reason I use that tagline is there was a Gallup poll that came out not too long ago that said only 20% of people believe they are doing something that really matters, money or not. And people are hungry for purpose and meaning.
So this is sort of the purpose-driven life, to borrow Rick Warrenism.
Yeah, it is. It is. You bet. Purpose-driven life was obviously very popular, and the book Halftime was a book that we can build Trade Up on. But the idea of finding God's sweet spot for your life, and really, it's for everyone. It's not for people who just have money. It's for all folks who are looking to find that sweet spot that God has for them.
All right, so what does it take to feel good and to do good in work and life?
That's a great question, by the way. When I was working in the financial services industry, interestingly enough, in the Mercantile Exchange Building in Chicago, I felt great about the money that I was making, but until I took the time to really understand what are my strengths and what are my gifts and what are my passions, I didn't really find a whole lot of joy in my life. I was excited that I had a job, of course, which is fantastic, and it was great to get paid. But until I really found that area of passion and took the time to do it, a lot of people, when they read the book Trade Up, may think, well, I can do this overnight, and it really is a journey.
Well, as you know, two radio talk show hosts that are neither satisfied with the money or making a difference in the world, you know, you're speaking to those in search of meaning. And so I wonder, I know that you've created, as part of this book offering, sort of an assessment, of a bit of a checklist that people can work through to get to that point you're describing. Give us a sense of what that protocol is.
What we ask people to do is really think through a few different questions that I call the disruptive questions. The first question has to do with cost accounting. And that question really is, what is all your winning costing you? I went through this season of my life that I now look back and I call it my smoldering discontent season. It was where I was successful in the marketplace, but I was really missing out on the relationship with my spouse and with my kids, my health, my faith. So the first question is cost accounting. What is all your winning costing you? Because it's costing you something. The second question I like to ask is asset protection, and that is, what are you doing or what do you have that is priceless, and what are you doing to protect it? In my case, it was really my spouse and my kids that I was neglecting, and they were priceless to me. And so I had to readjust my priorities and my focus. And the third question has to do with metrics. And the question really has to do is, if you were living the perfect life 2 years from now, what would that look like? Not what would you be doing, but what would that look like? And in my case, my spouse would be flourishing. My kids would have high self-esteem. I'd be living out my Ephesians 2:10 calling. I'd be healthy. And so we all look at those things or those three questions, which are really important. But then it's time to take a step back and really get a better understanding of yourself, your strengths. We use strength finders to find out what your strengths are. We use spiritual gifts assessments to figure out what your spiritual gifts are. And we do passion assessments because everyone's passionate about something. So when we put that all together, then you can begin living out this life of purpose.
He is Dean Nowalny. He's the CEO of the Halftime Institute, which is the international organization founded by Bob Buford to help marketplace leaders go from success to significance, which dovetails nicely into his new book, Trade Up, How to Move from Just Making Money to Making a Difference. You can get the book Trade Up at tradeupbook.com, the website again, tradeupbook.com, and I'm going to purchase it just to find out what my strengths and skill sets and talents and spiritual gifts are because like everybody else, I have no idea. So I look forward to those answers. Dean, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the book. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And he joined us on our turnkey.pro answer line.
The stories you need to know to start your day. This is Chicago's Morning Answer on AM 560, The Answer.